tens of thousands of people have been continuing to file into St. Peter's Basilica, where they're paying their last respects to Pope Francis. The pontiff's funeral will take place tomorrow morning. It's thought around 130 delegations from around the world will be there. Our religion and social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally is in Rome. Alva, the numbers in St. Peter's Square, looking at some of the pictures this morning, they're now very, very large.
That's right. Bigger crowds again today. People taking that last opportunity to get to the Basilica as the funeral approaches. And there's certainly a sense of Rome and the Vatican ramping up preparations ahead of it. By this morning, 130,000 people had filed past Pope Francis lying in state, and more are joining the queue to pay tribute today before the doors close later this evening. But it is warm. It's quite hot, actually, in Rome, and staff have been distributing bottles of water to people in the queues due to the warm weather.
Will you take us through what happens next, Alva, ahead of tomorrow's funeral?
Well, tonight there's a, once the doors close, there will be a liturgical rite of closing the coffin, which will be attended by several cardinals and Holy See officials. It's a simpler rite by Pope Francis's choice. He decided not to go with the tradition of three coffins. For previous popes, the first coffin was lowered into a zinc case and then into another wooden coffin with holy seals and the cross and the coat of arms of the deceased pontiff. But in the case of Francis, the rite will involve just the one single coffin lined with zinc. And before the coffin is closed, his face will be covered with a white silk veil and a bag of coins minted during his pontificate, symbolising the years of his service, and a metal tube containing the rogito drafted by the master of ceremonies that essentially recounts the Pope's life. That will be placed inside. And then the Irish-born cardinal and Camerlengo cardinal Kevin Farrell will oversee the closure and the sealing of the coffin, and that's the preparation ahead of tomorrow's funeral.
Alva, thank you very much. Our correspondent Alva Keneally, who's in Rome this lunchtime.